Before we pray, let's take a moment to reflect on God's word. Psalm 91, verse 11, 12 says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands." This means that as long as we trust God, every move our child makes is watched over and protected by angels assigned by heaven. With that assurance in our hearts, let us pray. Father God, today I stand in the gap for my child in the name of Jesus. I declare no hidden attack will prosper. I cover them under your blood. I place them under the shadow of the Almighty. I take authority in the name of Jesus over every spiritual assignment, targeting their mind, body, soul, or destiny. I break every curse, every witch's counsel, every arrow of the enemy fired secretly, returning those curses and arrows to sender, wasted and fruitless. I declare Psalm 91 reversed. Angels oversee their steps and bear them up, and nothing hidden will come to light to harm them. I mark their life with your mercy, with your protection, with your favor. In Jesus' name, I reactive every promise of Scripture over them. They are yoked only unto peace. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. They are the head and not the tail. They shall be strong and not faint. Lord, I decree that demonic gatekeepers will have no access to my child's life today. I shut every portal of fear, rejection, and low self-worth by the authority of the Word. I speak truth into their identity. They are fearfully and wonderfully made. They are chosen, holy, dearly loved. They belong to you. I reject any spirit of confusion, torment, depression, offense, witchcraft, sickness, accident, or early death. I pull down strongholds in their mind with the sword of the Spirit, your word, and I declare every mental, emotional, spiritual attack is dismantled. I speak clarity into their decisions, wisdom into their choices, peace into their soul, strength into their spirit, health into their body, joy into their heart. I detach them from any ungodly soul tie, any demonic pattern laid across the bloodline. They are cut free. I command holy fire to consume every residue of darkness, leaving only light, truth, love, faith, and hope. Scripture says, "No evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling." So I declare tonight that no hidden virus, no hidden infirmity, no hidden breakdown in body or mind shall come near my child. I plead the blood of Jesus over their insides, their lungs, liver, kidneys, nerves, organs, immune system. I cover their sleep, their rest, their waking hours with angelic vigil. I declare their dreams are filled with revelation, instruction, and peace, not warfare or nightmares. I set all sleep paralysis, spiritual surveillance, demonic visitation, and witchcraft harassment to be crashing in defeat as the light of Christ surrounds their bed. I speak over their bedroom, the walls, the floors, the ceilings, screens, music, anything that could host spiritual intrusion, sanctified by the presence of God. Lord, thank you that you hear my prayer in heaven. Thank you that your angels are dispatched even before I finish speaking. Thank you that you are not deaf to these declarations. I trust that heaven is aligning circumstances, people, resources, protection, and favor around my child as you move. Thank you that every spiritual attack I have named is being uprooted and replaced with divine strategy, supernatural peace, and powerful covering. Thank you that by faith I can say, in the name of Jesus, this prayer is answered. Thank you that the blood shields them, the word sustains them, the spirit empowers them, and your presence dwells over them. Thank you that they will walk into their destiny secure, blessed, and unshakable. And now, Lord, as I continue in this sacred moment of warfare and covering, I press even deeper into the Spirit. I don't come in fear, I come in faith. I don't speak with uncertainty, I speak with boldness, knowing that the authority of Jesus has been given to me as a parent, as a guardian, as a vessel of protection. I stand on Luke 10:19, where you said, "Behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." That includes my child. That includes every inch of their life. That includes their body, their relationships, their identity, their destiny, their purpose. So in the name of Jesus, I put a block on every evil entrance that has been silently opened against my child. If the enemy tried to sneak in through words, let those words fall dead. If the enemy tried to sneak in through wounds, let those wounds be healed. If the enemy tried to come through distraction, manipulation, compromise, or temptation, I shut every spiritual backdoor now. Every hidden snare I declare broken. Every unseen trap I command dismantled. Every spiritual rope, chain, web, or net, I burn it by the fire of the Holy Ghost. God, you said in Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Not just physical weapons, but invisible ones, emotional manipulation, toxic friendships, demonic influences, generational patterns, secret addictions, mind control, monitoring spirits, word curses, or satanic delays. I cancel them now in the name of Jesus. I frustrate the tokens of liars. I cause diviners to go mad. I release confusion into the camp of every enemy that has plotted in the shadows. Any spiritual gatherings, covens, or schemes aimed at my child, I scatter them by thunder. I declare they will fall by their own plans, and my child will rise untouched, unharmed, and unwavering. Lord, I call down fresh anointing over my child, the kind of anointing that repels evil, the kind of anointing that attracts favor, the kind of anointing that confuses the enemy and aligns heaven's order. I speak spiritual discernment into their life, the ability to recognize danger before it approaches, the boldness to walk away from anything not sent by you, and the wisdom to stay planted in truth no matter the cost. Let their voice carry authority. Let their presence be protected. Let their footsteps be established. Let their mind be guarded by perfect peace. I declare their name will not be whispered in wicked circles. Their name will not be passed in envy. Their name will not be assigned to tragedy. Their name will not be placed in demonic jars, rituals, or curses. Their name is already written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that is the only place that matters. I silence every evil voice that has tried to sow confusion, rebellion, hatred, shame, or rejection into their heart. I replace it with the voice of the Father, the voice that says, "You are mine, you are loved, you are chosen, you are protected, you are destined for glory." I declare Psalm 34:7 over them, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them." I dispatch angels now, warrior angels with swords drawn, encircling my child like a heavenly SWAT team, blocking bullets in the spirit, deflecting arrows in the mind, surrounding them in schools, buses, playgrounds, sleepovers, on roads and online. Where I cannot go, your spirit goes. Where I cannot watch, your eyes never close. Where I cannot speak, your word echoes louder than mine. I plead the blood of Jesus over their identity, over what they believe about themselves, over how they view their worth. I declare that the world's standards, opinions, and lies will not shape them. They are not defined by culture, but by covenant. They are not ruled by peer pressure, but by purpose. They are not led by trends, but by truth. I break off the influence of peer rejection, bullying, mockery, and isolation. I cancel the spirit of performance, comparison, insecurity, and perfectionism. I speak the freedom of Christ over their mind. They are enough. They are whole. They are seen. They are secure. They are deeply loved by God, and no demonic whisper will be able to convince them otherwise. I speak supernatural focus into their schoolwork, divine favor in their assignments, peace in their friendships, and courage in their character. I release Daniel's wisdom, Esther's favor, David's heart, and Joseph's resilience over their life. I declare they will walk in rooms and shift atmospheres. They will open their mouth and speak life. They will stand firm when others compromise. They will carry the fragrance of Christ wherever they go. I prophesy that they will have dreams that come from heaven, not nightmares designed to torment. I declare they will be surrounded by godly mentors, righteous examples, and safe havens, not manipulative voices or dangerous environments. And Lord, if there are any areas of my own life that the enemy is trying to use as an open door to reach my child, show me. If there is any unforgiveness, any bitterness, any fear, any trauma I haven't healed from, reveal it and heal it. I close every inherited curse. I shut down every generational iniquity. I renounce every agreement my bloodline ever made with darkness. I apply the blood of Jesus retroactively through my family line, and I command every link to be severed now. This child will not inherit my battles. They will walk in blessings. They will not fight my demons. They will walk in dominion. I plant them in freedom. I raise them in light. I release them into destiny. And I trust you to finish the good work you started in them. Thank you, God, for this child. Thank you for the privilege to cover them in prayer. Thank you for reminding me that no hidden attack, no matter how subtle, no matter how disguised, can bypass the blood. No trap is too hidden for you to reveal. No plot is too dark for you to dismantle. No curse is too deep for you to cancel. No evil is too strong for you to block. So I rest tonight with full assurance, knowing that my child is covered by the most powerful force in existence, your unfailing love and the blood of Jesus Christ. and I declare by faith it is so, in Jesus' name. And as I continue this prayer, Father, I refuse to take for granted the privilege of going into spiritual battle for my child in the name of Jesus. I now affirm by faith that every arrow the enemy ever aimed at them is blocked. Every plan of corruption, manipulation, and control is stopped by heaven's fire. Every recorded or secret curse loses authority. No demonic gatekeeper can stand against the power of the cross. I stand today on Ephesians 6, verse 12-13. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Therefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand, and having done all, to stand. So with belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, gospel-shod feet, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, and prayer activated, I cover my child in full armor, unshakable and unbreakable. I declare that the spiritual forces assigned to monitor, manipulate, or destroy them are now rendered powerless. I speak to the atmosphere above their life. Distance yourself from any demonic surveillance, soul-tethering spirit, occultic monitoring, astrological manipulation, ancestral pact, astral projection, spiritual contract, hidden witchcraft assignment, sleep paralysis network, or hypnotic cord. I cancel those assignments and close every supernatural tracking device. I break every soul tie that was never sanctioned by heaven. I sever every ungodly covenant or agreement that includes generational debts, curses, hexes, rituals, spoken words, and foundational roots of sin. In Jesus' name, these spiritual circuits no longer operate over my child's life. I decree now that the blood of Jesus breaks interior monitoring through trauma or emotional split. The same blood that healed the blind can heal emotional blindness. The same blood that raised the dead can raise my child above wounds in their past. The same blood that spoke life to Lazarus speaks life to their destiny. The same blood that conquered hell shatters every assignment of depression, confusion, distraction, anxiety, and torment. I cover their subconscious spirit, body, and soul. I guard their mind against intrusive thoughts. I guard their heart against manipulation. I guard their voice against accusations. I guard their dreams against attack. I guard their future from spiritual sabotage. Lord, I affirm your word over their life. They are not recipient of generational curses. They are bearer of generational blessings. From Abraham's seed unto them your promise stands. They are heirs of calling, anointed for divine destiny, equipped for supernatural service. I counter every force of delay that has tried to slow them down. I interrupt every spirit of stagnation. I decimate every stronghold of discouragement. I release the fire of vision. I instill the flame of revelation. I release divine acceleration into their dreams and gifting. I declare divinely timed encounters, supernatural provision, miracles branded as favor and opportunity aligned by angelic strategy. Finally, Father, I choose to remain vigilant in this prayer. I acknowledge that spiritual warfare is ongoing. I don't let up because I feel calm. I stay covered, continued, consistent. I say again, I plead the blood over their name, their school, their studies, their character, their speech, their associations, their thoughts, their prayers. I stand on your word. I claim your promises. I lock every weed of witchcraft in defeat. I set every altar of rebellion aflame. I uproot every plan that originated in darkness. And I plant the word of life, peace, purity, wisdom, identity, destiny, calling on their behalf. I thank you, Lord, that you hear me and answer. I thank you that I pray not alone, but under the authority of heaven. I thank you that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me and works on behalf of my child. I thank you that even now angels are marching, even now doors are opening, even now deliverance is being executed, even now blessings are being released. So I finish this prayer in full confidence and full peace, trusting you, my defender, my redeemer, my warrior, to keep every hidden attack away from the life of my beloved child. Yes, Lord, cover them, protect them, build them, bless them, and never leave them. And even now, Lord, I do not grow weary. I do not doubt. I do not fear. I press deeper into your presence because I know the power of consistent prayer. I know the power of a parent's cry. I know the fire that is unleashed when I say your name over my child. Jesus, the name above every name, the name that makes demons flee and angels respond, the name that arrests every arrow and silences every tongue. Jesus, I speak your name over their friendships, their habits, their choices, their paths. I speak your name over their innocence, their joy, their peace, their personality. I speak your name over their influence and their future. No hidden agenda will prosper against the name of Jesus. Lord, I sense in the spirit there are people who smile but speak evil about my child. I sense there are those who pretend but carry poison in their words. I dismantle every evil wish, every dark opinion, every slander spoken behind closed doors. I nullify every whisper of sabotage, every plan of betrayal, every lie designed to twist perception or ruin reputation. No trap of manipulation will catch them. No false teacher, no predator, no friend-turned-foe will succeed in their mission. I declare that the Holy Spirit will be louder than any hidden voice of deception. The Holy Spirit will convict, will warn, will guide, will block, will reroute, and will protect. Father, if there's anything in my own life that has opened a door to generational cycles or spiritual access points, close it now. I renounce the sins of my past. I renounce all fear, bitterness, idolatry, envy, compromise, and every ungodly attachment. My child will not inherit what I have broken in Jesus' name. They will inherit freedom. They will inherit deliverance. They will inherit peace. I pray right now for their children's children. May the chain of curses break with me, and may the river of blessing begin with me. I declare that my child is the evidence of your mercy, the fruit of my faith, and the reason I war in prayer with no apology. I thank you, God, that even the things I cannot see, you are already handling. I don't have to see it to believe you. I don't have to feel it to know it's happening. I trust that while I am sleeping, you are watching. While I am working, you are defending. While I am waiting, you are arranging. So I rest in the promise of Psalm 121. He who watches over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. You are their keeper. You are their shade at their right hand. The sun shall not strike them by day, nor the moon by night. You will preserve their life. You will preserve their going out and their coming in from this time forth and forevermore. And so, Lord, I raise up my voice not just in fear of what could go wrong, but in faith that everything will go right. I bless my child with every word I speak now. I speak boldness, not fear. I speak strength, not timidity. I speak wisdom, not confusion. I speak health, not affliction. I speak clarity, not double-mindedness. I speak identity, not insecurity. I speak the fire of the Holy Ghost to surround them, anoint them, and protect them every hour of their life. I speak Psalm 91 like a covering. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. And in this prayer I rise in the spirit like a lion, like a soldier, like a priest. I command everything out of alignment to come into order. I declare that they are not easy prey. I declare that demons will pass over their name. I declare that accidents will reverse, traps will collapse, ambushes will fail, and curses will break. No hidden form of darkness will overcome the light of Christ. The blood of Jesus is not weak. The power of God is not absent. The angels of the Lord are not sleeping, and the prayers of the righteous still avail much. So I stand and I keep standing until I see the glory of God resting over my child like fire by night and cloud by day. Thank you, God. Thank you for giving me authority as a praying parent. Thank you for listening. Thank you for moving. Thank you for doing what only you can do. And Lord, even now as I persevere in this prayer, I refuse to grow passive. I remain alert and intentional, knowing that spiritual warfare is not a one-time moment but an ongoing guard. So I come deeper into your presence, activating declarations that shape their destiny. I am proclaiming life over death, blessing over curses, elevation over delay, and freedom over captivity. I speak with prophetic authority into their relationships, peers, mentors, teachers, future spouse, that only godly influence will press into their life. I decree that every ungodly attachment, word curse, manipulative tie, or toxic alliance loses authority right now. I break the power of peer slander, gossip, jealousy, false collaboration, or occultic manipulation. I decree protective circles around their mind, speech, and emotion so that spiritual wolves cannot overtake them. You promised in 2 Timothy 3 that there would be times of peril, but you also gave us the ministry of intercession, and so I stand in the gap. every plan of wickedness, every stealthy destabilization broken now by the blood of Jesus. I cover their future, education, opportunities, purpose, with heavenly windows of favor. If there were closed doors, I declare them open. If there were delays, I declare shortcuts. If there were sabotage, I speak restoration. I call down boldness into their spirit, tenacity in adversity, discipline in moments of distraction, and clarity in decisions. I declare doors of supernatural mentorship, perfect timing, divine alignment, spiritual revelation, not from ambition, but from covenant purpose. I sow seeds of blessing over their assignments, studies, projects, testimony. I declare the Lord establishes the steps of those he delighteth in, and I decree your delight over my child today. I also cover their health, immune system, mental wellness, nervous system, emotional balance. I cancel every assignment of sickness, depression, eating disorder, self-harm, insomnia, anxiety. I loose divine healing, restoration, peace, strength into every cell, fiber, gland, and tissue. Blood of Jesus, bring regeneration. Spirit of the Lord, bring equilibrium. Let their mind and body operate in harmony with heaven's design. Let them detect subtle manipulations, toxic substances, demonic assignments in digital, dietary, relational areas, and break free. Psalm 103:2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And part of remembering his benefits is declaring his healing. I bring my own life now under your refining fire. Show me any place my fear, pride, or blind spots. Open a door in my household. Reveal any unconscious weakness I've passed on or paved the way for. Heal the trauma that could weaken spiritual gates. Cleanse my words, my habits, my generation line. I stand in faith that by breaking these links now, I break access for the enemy to misuse ancestral patterns. My child shall not inherit struggle. I decree legacy of blessing, not bondage. I thank you, Father. You see every hidden plan, every nighttime assignment, every whisper behind the curtain. Thank you for angels dispatched before I finish praying. Thank you that while I sleep, armies stand guard. Thank you that what feels like silence in the spirit often means you are working. I receive the breakthrough you've spoken into my spirit. I receive the testimony that will rise. I receive the peace that passes understanding. I receive the wisdom for tomorrow's decisions. I receive favor at every level, school, sports, talents, character, relationship, callings. And Lord, at the close of this prayer, I shift from pleading to praise, from fear to faith, from warfare to worship. I bless my child under my breath, but you hear it in heaven's court. I bless them as one marked by your covenant, your favor, your protection. I bless the path you've ordained. I bless the destiny you've placed within them. I bless the light you surrounded them with before they were even born. From this moment on, no shadow will hold them. No secret plan will overtake them. No spiritual threat will catch them off guard. They are securely fenced in by blood, word, and spirit. Holy Spirit, walk with them. Jesus, go before them. Father, surround them. Angels, protect them. Evil, stand back. Destiny, rise now. Purpose, unfold quickly. Victory, manifest in their life. And Lord, I refuse to relent until every ounce of spiritual darkness is dismantled and replaced with your light over my child. I refuse to be silent when warfare is still raging. I refuse to relax in presence when the enemy still prowls. I declare spiritual surveillance broken, word curses eradicated, covert agendas exposed, hidden recordings reversed. I decree that every spiritual trigger, shame, fear, identity crisis, thirst for acceptance, loses authority today. These assignments are hollow lies against a covenant child. My child is secure, guarded, guided, and redeemed in you. I commit their heart to be steadfast and full of grace. I pray that you fill them with spiritual intestinal fortitude so that when storms come, they don't recoil, they rise. Let the fear of man be silenced. Let the fear of failure bow to your promises. Let the fear of not fitting in be overshadowed by the realization that they are deeply known, chosen, called, and sent. I pray boldness into their spirit, the boldness to stand for truth, to walk in integrity, to speak the word, to resist compromise, to shine as lights in their generation. Let every word they teach themselves from Scripture about who they are overshadow every enemy whisper. Let them say daily, "I am chosen, beloved, fearless, anointed, saved, whole." Lord, I take authority over the unseen battlegrounds that surround my child's generation, the digital, the spiritual, the ideologies, the hybrid warfare. I lock every portal that opens through social media, occult influences in entertainment, mind control programming, predictive words, soul snowboarding, demonic distractions in gaming. I declare these tools cannot siphon purpose, identity, or clarity from my child. I speak filters of discernment around their eyes, ears, and mind filters, so that only that which uplifts righteousness can stay. I say no to soul theft, no to identity dilution, no to spiritual paralysis. I say yes to Christ's identity, yes to spiritual clarity, yes to divine purpose, yes to holiness. I pray for their calling to rise, God-ordained purpose to come into full bloom. If the enemy tried to hide doors, confuse them, or delay them, I declare divine acceleration. I pray for opportunity in hidden places, favor in unexpected rooms, open ears to their prayers, open eyes to strategy you've released. I pray they will walk in destiny, guided by you, sustained by you, surrounded by you. I speak now to the next generation connected to them, siblings yet unborn, cousins, spiritual sons or daughters. They too are covered. I declare generational shift. I declare that family lines are being restored. I declare the enemy's power is broken. I speak healing over every ancestral wound, wisdom over every generational blind spot, favor over every inherited struggle. I create a narrative of deliverance, not defeat, of blessing, not bondage, of freedom, not frustration. I declare this family line is a family of revival, redemption, worship, and legacy. Lord, I also pray for my own life because I know I am a spiritual gatekeeper. Let my example, my faith, and my walk be a sanctuary for my child. If I've weakened a spiritual gate by compromise, fear, or silence, renew me now, strengthen my walk, revive my prayer life, sharpen my vision, ignite my worship, purify my motives. Let me be the example of courage, faith, and unwavering trust in you. Let my child see not perfection, but perseverance. Let them learn from my surrender, not my shame. Let them watch me overcome by the blood, by the word, by the power of the Spirit. Let me teach them by modeling trust, not doctrine only. I look deeper to your word. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. So let my cry for protection not go unheard. Let every tear I've cried for them, every sleepless moment, every prayer passed to heaven count. Let heaven remember it, track it, answer it. Let angels begin to respond. Let blind doors open. Let chains break. Let strongholds crumble. In closing, I rise in gratitude. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to protect by prayer. Thank you that you hear every syllable, every groan, every whisper. Thank you for the blood that changes everything. Thank you for the word that equips me. Thank you for the spirit that empowers me. And thank you that the same power that defeated hell is at work over my child's life right now. That assignment cannot succeed. That plan cannot persist. That curse cannot continue. Because I have no doubt that Jesus reigns and they, under your wings, will soar. And now, Lord, as I linger in your presence and press deeper into intercession for my child, I rise again in spiritual authority, declaring that the mercy seat rests not just on their behalf, but as a fortress around every breach. I refuse to let the enemy even test the walls you set up. I declare supernatural wisdom over my child's questions, unexpected favor in every interaction, protection in their rest, and divine alignment as they move forward. I cancel spiritual stagnation, soul confusion, and spiritual drowsiness. In Jesus' name, I speak breakthrough in spiritual sensitivity, faith, and prophetic insight, so that they walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. I pray their spirit man is quickened by your voice. I pray the gifts of the Spirit activate early, discernment to avoid traps, revelation to see strategy, prophetic warning to steer clear of crisis. I pray they sense danger early and retreat with divine instruction. I pray they sense assignments early and step in with heaven's guidance. Lord, I ask now for divine encounters. Bring into their life mentors who walk in covenant, heavenly connections that spark purpose, prophetic voices that guide destiny, intercessors who believe in them. Remove every false guide, toxic figure, overambitious dreamer, gatecrasher, spiritual leech, or subtle deceiver. Surround them with purity, holiness, humility, passion, and faith. Let them walk into rooms and shift the spiritual climate, not through arrogance, but through presence. Let authority follow their footsteps to demolish darkness. Let humility accompany every victory. Let gratitude rise from every outcome. Let trust in your name be their unshakable foundation. I decree that no plot or word of hell assigned against their destiny will stand. Every hidden dagger, whisper of shame, plan of destruction, spiritual delay, or demonic distraction is shattered by the blood. I release a shield of divine identity. They belong to the Most High. They are redeemed by your blood. They are carried by your spirit. They are drawn toward your purpose. They are destined for God's glory. I affirm their future, walking in wholeness, speaking with boldness, walking in power, standing firm in truth, walking in peace and walking in love. Lord, I also speak peace over my own heart, that as I continue in prayer, I won't grow weary or discouraged. I lock fear out of my tongue. I reject anxiety in my mind. I refuse bitterness in my spirit. I stand only on the cross and the word. I remain vigilant in faith. I speak faith, not fear. I declare hope, not despair. My spirit stays anchored in the truth that the same power that parted seas is carrying my child, even when I can't see it. So I keep praying, I keep declaring, I keep warring in the realm of the spirit, knowing that I war from victory, not for it. And I now pour out a final wave of declarations. I decree supernatural provision over their education, their path, their gifts, supernatural peace over their identity, supernatural clarity over their calling. I decree generational shift unfolds in their generation, breaking cycles of defeat, trauma, doubt, fear, delay, and replacing them with cycles of blessing, breakthrough, boldness, and purpose. I prophesy that they will carry revival, sign, and wonder into our family line. I prophesy that their name will be spoken with awe in spiritual circles, church history, and humanity's future. I declare they are established, settled, and unstoppable, shining for Jesus, walking in dominion and protected by heaven's fire. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit, for hearing my prayers, for baptizing my child in blood covering, for activating angels, for aligning doorways, for shutting demonic access, for unraveling hidden schemes, for restoring destiny. I conclude this prayer not out of fatigue, but out of faith. I bless my child again with life, protection, wisdom, strength, favor, and identity. I decree spiritual weapons crash harmlessly. I decree demonic surveillance fails. I decree word curses fall scattered. I decree that the Lord rules over their life, their character, their future. I decree they walk in victory every step of the way. I decree they will declare the works of the Lord all the days of their life. And Lord, now as I press even deeper in prayer for my child, I declare again that every hidden enemy strategy is nullified. Every portal back door that was opened in their life before they ever breathed a single word is closed by the blood of Jesus. I take spiritual authority over every subconscious pattern, every dormant generational spirit, every root of inner torment or delay. I declare those roots uprooted and replaced with roots of strength, identity, destiny, purpose, and peace. I decree that no inherited inertia will bind them. Instead, generational blessing will accelerate them. I come into agreement with your word that my child will not walk in confusion, fear, weakness, disunity, or wasted purpose. They shall rise in excellence, in faith, in light, in compassion, and in the manifest presence of God. Every layer of protection I prayed opens a new dimension. Covering of divine identity, covering of divine companionship, covering that roots adversity and ushers in God's favor. I lock the atmosphere over them with chains of worship, garment of praise, banner of anointed praise, and mantle of authority. Angels follow their steps. Heaven backs their callings. Earth responds to their obedience. They will not follow after greed, deception, immorality, or compromise. They will dwell firmly under your word. And I, their intercessor, declare and decree that because I covered them in prayer today, every hidden assignment has been exposed and lost its power. Nothing unseen can shake them. Nothing evil can claim them. They are sealed forever by your covenant, sanctified by the blood, and guarded by the living presence of the Almighty. I come in this session of prayer confident that the same power that raised Lazarus lives in them. I pray this covering with faith, not fear. I finish with worship, not weariness. I finish with standing, not shaking. I finish with praise, not panic. In the matchless, victorious name of Jesus. And Lord, as I continue to intercede over my child, I remain unwavering in this spiritual battle, for I know that your kingdom moves through persistent prayer. I declare that every hidden pathway the enemy tried to use, pathways of distraction, deception, fear, unspoken trauma, soul theft, or spiritual monitoring, is sealed now in the name of Jesus. I bind fear, I bind shame, I bind confusion, I bind rebellion, I bind every generational chain activated, every ancestral weight attempting to clamp onto their future. Where the enemy tried to isolate, I release spiritual alignment. Where the enemy tried to undermine identity, I release divine identity. Where the enemy tried to distort truth, I restore clarity with your word. I speak Psalm 27 over their life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? and I declare with boldness they will fear no evil, for you are their stronghold. I claim the promises of Romans 8:28 over their journey. All things work together for good to them that love God. So I decree even the attacks, detours, delays, and disappointments in their life will be reprogrammed by heaven into testimonies, character builders, and breakthroughs. No storm will remain in place because you are weaving purpose through every trial. I cancel the spiritual malady of guilt or condemnation. I speak healing into every memory that tried to infect their mind. I cleanse every wound the enemy tried to sow in their heart. I release the balm of your presence, the peace that passes understanding, the refreshing of your spirit. I cover their progress, academic, relational, spiritual, with supernatural favor. If the enemy tried to invoke labels of failure, procrastination, distraction, hyper-comparison, self-protection, or apathy, I reverse it now. I speak zeal, fire, focus, clarity, endurance, humility, and supernatural gifting into their life. I decree they will know their purpose early, walk it out boldly, and shine for your kingdom. I declare that wherever they go, spiritual atmosphere will bend, not because of arrogance, but because of your anointing. I say they will open doors, not just walk through them. I also pray for spiritual covering over their sexuality, purity, emotional resilience, mental health, and moral integrity. I shut down sexual immorality, same-sex assignment, spiritual manipulation, occult hunting, psychically induced shame, demonic seduction, pornographic influence, and soul ties. I release purity as a garment and divine self-respect as a shield. I ask for godly friendships to guard their identity and mentor them in truth. I pray for spiritual maturation, doctrinal soundness, healthy accountability, and environments of worship, not only for this season, but for a lifetime of godliness. I choose to continue aligning my life with prayer and purpose. I bind fear in my own heart that could weaken my spiritual gatekeeping. I reject spiritual distraction, apathy, pride, legalism, or ignorance that could open a breach. I yield to repentance, refinement, and renewal. I choose to watch over myself in vigilance so the protective altar remains unbroken. I choose to lead by example, not perfection, but perseverance. I choose to rely on you, not my efforts. I speak over their international destiny, divine assignments that transcend local limitations. If assignments are waiting across cultures, continents, or generations, go ahead of them. Secure spiritual ground. Arrange encounters, raise up people, bind evil access, clear spiritual pathways. Place them in pressure-cooked environments shaped by purpose. Let their reach exceed their comfort. Let his mission define their margins. I now thank you, Lord, for the prayer answered beyond my sight. I thank you for overturning spiritual timelines. I thank you for intersecting answers with angels before I notice. I thank you for erasing curses and planting blessings. I thank you for turning herbs of death into sources of life and storms into testimonies. I thank you for this child's destiny, that my prayers are not vain, but are house-laying for a bright future filled with your glory. So I stand now a spiritual warrior, fully anchored in the word and wrapped in the blood. I decree that no hidden attack, no covert plan, no unscripted scheme may touch this child's identity or rip apart their calling. I declare spiritual hedges of protection, fires of favor, signs of provision, and gates of destiny open. I seal what I prayed in heavenly authority. This child is covered, set apart, elevated, protected, and used by God. Nothing shall remove them. No plan shall derail them. No authority shall drive them. They are fortress built to bless generation after generation. In mighty and undefeated name of Jesus Christ, the name unto which every knee shall bow, and Lord, I settle my spirit around the ancient promises you have declared for my child. I declare again the truth of Psalm 5:12, that you, Lord, shall bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. I decree that my child is righteous in Christ and therefore surrounded by divine favor like a perfectly polished shield that deflects every stealth attack. I prophesy that no plan of hell will be able to touch their heart, their body, their mind, or their calling. I prophesy that every hidden motive, every jealous whisper, every secret plot loses strength before it is ever formed. I declare spiritual isolation is broken. Divine alignment steps in. I declare prophetic destiny arises. I declare that when others are confused or defeated, my child will stand fearless and fulfilled. Lord, your word says, in Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. So I claim every weapon in the spirit formed in stealth, gossip, trauma, curses, language spells, witchcraft, seeping anxiety, and I command them to fail. I bind confusion in relationships, rebellion in spirit, fear in their heart, sickness in their body, stagnation in their purpose. I declare divine expiration over every dark word called over their years, their name, their future. I cause heaven to release favor, call blessings into circulation, open divine connections to dormant gifts, and unlock assignments that were meant for them before they were born. I decree my child will walk in full identity, not manipulated, not intimidated, not silenced, until your purpose through them echoes in eternity. I also release the delegation of angels now, not just watchers, but warrior messengers to activate spiritual protocols. Protection over sleep, guard over travel, guidance through decisions, positioning in calling, turnarounds in timeline. Let angels surround school, sports, traveling, friendships. Wherever they go, let heavenly marshals pave the way. Let angels open doors and close doors, protect and promote, rescue and redirect. Let dreams carry heavenly strategies. Let divine ideas flow. Let strength surpass exhaustion, joy outshine sorrow, and destiny overshadow delay. In Ephesians 3:20, you said you can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. So I ask tonight not only protection, but explosion of purpose, divine abundance in gifting, assignment, maturity, purity, influence. I declare they shall be used by heaven in their generation. I call them forth in alignment with your plan, not settling for mediocrity, not coasting in comfort, not compromising in distraction. I say they will run without weariness, walk without fainting, stand without compromise, and overcome without exception. I claim fullness of the Spirit over their life, fullness of wisdom, fullness of sight, fullness of maturity, fullness of authority, and fullness of destiny. And Lord, I commit their future not just to spiritual covering, but to spiritual mentoring, holy relationships, prophetic counsel, wise voices that speak truth early. I cut off every harmful influence, predatory network, soul-twisting pact, or destructive ideology. I say they will walk in environments of multiplication, not manipulation. They will walk in atmospheres of holiness, not hidden webs. They will walk in places of presence, not pretense. Thank you, Father, for hearing my persistent voice. Thank you for receiving my declarations. Thank you for moving armies in heaven. Thank you for assigning angels who do not slumber. Thank you for loosing righteous fire over my child's spirit. Thank you for dismantling the enemy's strategies before they form. Thank you that nothing unseen remains operative. Thank you that I can trust you even now, seeing not yet, but trusting fully. I thank you in advance for answered prayer, breakthrough, restoration, deliverance, because you are faithful. Lord, I worship, not because of what I feel now, but because of who you are forever. I will not stop declaring. I will not stop believing. I will not stop interceding. I will rest in the confidence that every hidden attack has already been exposed, every dark counsel already overturned, every generational tie already severed, and every pathway to destiny already being paved. I seal my time in prayer with the authority of heaven and the victory of the cross. I seal it with the finality of divine decree. The Lord is their keeper. The Lord is their shade at their right hand. Lord, I choose to persevere until every last stronghold of the enemy collapses over my child's life. I refuse to relent. I refuse to grow silent. I refuse to let fear whisper lies into my embrace. I stand on your promises, and I stand on my authority in Christ. I declare again that there is no hidden counsel, conspiracy, or curse that can survive this prayer. I bind occult repertoires, manipulative patterns, ancestral debts, hidden rituals, soul-tracking devices, hyper-religion, legalism, witchcraft screenings, hypnotic cords, divination assignments, generational debts, spiritual spy networks, and every form of secret surveillance to be dismantled by heaven's fire. I pronounce no secret cord of darkness can string through my child's life, because in the name of Jesus, every such network is silenced and broken. I speak boldness into their spirit now. The boldness of David facing Goliath, the boldness of Daniel walking into lions' dens, the boldness of Esther stepping into a king's inner court. I speak spiritual spoiler power that even when adversity tries to derail them, they will pivot into purpose. I speak alignment in spiritual platforms yet unreleased. I decree internet doors of destiny will not be locked. Digital assignments meant for them will find them. Spiritual mentors will track them. Divine revelation will download in moments of solitude. And opportune collaborations will locate them as children of destiny. I call parental protection over every digital footprint. algorithm influence, social platform assignment, spiritual tracker, predictive word, occultic programming, or spiritual code that targets their soul. Let divine encryption and spiritual shielding guard their thoughts, ears, screens, messages, creativity, and technology access. I pray for enduring identity, above all labels, above all opinions, above all confusion. I pray they see themselves as God sees them, righteous, redeemed, chosen, anointed, equipped, fearless, secure, and unstoppable. I call healing over every part of their self-image, self-worth, natural talents, and spiritual gifts. I pray for purity, mental, physical, emotional. Let no form of sexual confusion, peer compromise, pornographic sabotage, soul-tethering hypnosis, copying other identities, or unholy soul transference infiltrate their mind. I bind spirit dragons of rebellion transmission. I speak faith, purpose, joy, and truth into their identity. I build them up with kingdom identity, not in confusion, not in mimicry, but in your image and intention. I decree divine covering over their emotional well-being. If the enemy tried to sow rejection, ridicule, trauma, abandonment, bitterness, or comparison in their young soul, your healing will rewrite their story. I decree emotional maturity, resilience, spiritual intelligence, and supernatural joy to rise up in them as they grow. Their heart will not be bruised or broken because you are their healer and refuge. I speak health into their mind where confusion has tried to settle, into their spirit where rejection has tried to rent, into their soul where shame once whispered. I declare their identity now, beloved of the Father, anchored in Christ, filled with the Spirit, secured by the blood. I now speak a spiritual word over their calling and destiny, a powerful word of acceleration and alignment. If the enemy placed delays or confusion on their timeline, I trigger heaven's shortening of reprieve. I activate prophetic overflow so that steps remain strong, directions remain clear, doors come open, words drop with power, favor finds them instead of frustration. I decree they shall become a key turner in spiritual assignments, not a spiritual pretender. Every gift you've placed in them will erupt. Every vision you've whispered in their ear will bear fruit. Every spiritual influence they carry will magnify your renown. Their life will not be hidden. Their assignments will not stay dormant. They will be a force of revival in this generation. Father, I also pray for those who influence them, teachers, mentors, friends, spiritual guides. I decree that only God-fearing, spirit-filled, word-grounded people surround them. I nullify ungodly alliances, manipulative influences, occult exposures, counterfeit mentorship. Let relationships that are toxic or disguised crumble. Let friendships rooted in mocking, scoffing, ungodly humor, infiltration, or dishonesty fall apart. I decree divine interruptions in their attendance. I decree self-worth to arise apart from peer opinion. I decree spiritual discernment to sense wolves in sheep's clothing. I decree humility to remain, even as wisdom grows. I ask now for spiritual elevation over their emotional spectrum. If they feel fear, let faith rise to drown it. If they feel shame, let the spirit wipe it out. If they feel anxious, let peace overwhelm it. If they feel alone, let love cloud in. If they feel lost, let compass clarity strike. If they feel broken, let restoration follow. If they feel delayed, let acceleration hit them. If they feel unseen, let angels declare them seen. I decree clouds of confusion part and light of grace saturate their soul. I decree spiritual equipment to handle adversity, spiritual strategy to avoid sabotage, spiritual courage to stand firm, spiritual identity to not bend. I also pray prophetic alignment in their leadership. They might not carry official title yet, but I decree their life shifts atmosphere. They will not just follow paths, they will blaze new trails. They will not just manage destiny, they will steward purpose. They will not just operate in greatness, they will operate in godly greatness. When darkness speaks loud, their testimony roars louder. When adversity tests them, their worship reclaims ground. When the enemy floats a lie, their obedience births a legacy. I seal this prophetic destiny in prayer now, a life that touches nations, impacts generations, restores families, manifests signs, invokes revival, and releases heaven on earth. And Lord, I now dedicate the final wave of this prayer to transportation, travel safety, heavenly repositioning, and global assignment. If they walk on the earth, yet called to walk on purposes of heaven, map out divine routes. Open highways where roads seem closed. Shine lights down paths shrouded in fog. Protect their car, their school bus, their flights, their walk, their ministry assignment. Raise spiritual escorts, Dispatch angels to every physical corner, cosmic corner, prayer corner they pass. Let they step into destiny even while walking through markets, ministry, or mission. I close this prayer in worshipful resolve, but I will never stop pressing until I see breakthrough encoded in my child's life. I choose to stand faithful rather than faint. I choose to walk faithful rather than rest in delay. I choose to declare your victory, not my weakness. And I thank you, Father, for stirring angels, opening doors, releasing peace, canceling curses, and elevating destiny. I leave this altar covered in my life, under your blood, grounded in your word, anointed by your spirit, crowned by your mercy. My child is protected, established, and unstoppable in you, Lord. In the triumphant, blood-sealed, matchless name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen, and amen. Before you step away, before you rise from this throne of prayer, know this. You are not overreacting. You are not paranoid. You are empowered. You are a spiritual guardian commissioned by heaven to wage war through your words and your faith. Every time you declare protection for your child, you're not playing a game. You're releasing angel armies, dismantling curses, and rewriting destiny. This kind of prayer matters more than you can imagine. The more steadfast you stand, the louder your assurance echoes in eternity, and the more powerful the results become on earth. It's vital to remember that God didn't call you to passive parenting. He called you to be an intercessor, a prophetic gatekeeper, an earthly presence of heavenly strategy. Scripture describes parenting as shepherding, training, discipling, but also warfare. If Satan is relentless, so must we be. If curses are covert, so must our prayer be. If his plans are hidden, ours must be vigilant. You may not see the battles behind the scenes, but you are in the clash. And with every decree you speak, heaven gains ground. Fear may rise in your mind. The media, the culture, the internet media drip doubt and chaos, but you do not need to fall for the headlines or the drumbeat of fear. Your child is sealed. Your child is covered. You have authority through the blood of Jesus. You have the word of God. You have access to heaven's throne room, and you have the Holy Spirit's fire inside you. That is more power than any dark force on earth. So stand on it. Speak from it. Claim it like your child's life depends on it, because it does. You may not feel strong in prayer, but that doesn't matter. The weakest voice in God's hands can bring down demonic altars. Your sincerity, your persistence, and your courage matter. The Spirit doesn't measure eloquence. He measures obedience. He doesn't value strength. He values availability. When you prayed for your child, you issued a spiritual commission. No hidden attack will stand. And as you continue in that authority, the walls around their life remain unbroken. When doubt creeps in, when fear whispers, you respond by quoting the word out loud. Reclaim your identity and your child's identity. Speak stronger, declare louder. Don't apologize for your prayers. Fight harder. The world may call you extreme, but heaven calls you intentional. You modeled prayer. You protected a life. You became heaven's sentinel on earth. That's not extreme. That's extraordinary. You may not see every spiritual battle you avoid, but rest assured, when the enemy is blocked, many threats never manifest. When you pray consistently, many curses die in the womb they were conceived in. Your prayers are intercepting catastrophes you may never know about. Your perseverance builds spiritual walls that hold long after worry would collapse. Continue walking in faith and not by sight. Continue believing what God has promised, even when the path is unclear. Continue speaking life, light, and purpose over your child, because words are planted seeds that sprout in the heart. Continue wielding the blood of Jesus like a banner, a declaration that darkness cannot claim what the blood has bought. Declare relentless favor. Declare supernatural direction. Declare divine identity. Declare unshakable destiny. Declare protection, peace, and prophetic alignment. Let your prayer posture shape your days. Let your voice remain strong, even in whispers. Let your heart stand undisturbed by the enemy's lies. Let your faith do its job on behalf of your child, and let heaven do its job on theirs. You are the gatekeeper. You are the voice of safety. You are the voice of destiny. The enemy may come seeking, but he will find nothing but worship, authority, identity, and divine covering. Go forward in peace. Continue to pray. Stay alert. With every breath, believe and declare, "My child is covered." Keep holding the battlefield in prayer. What you are doing right now matters more than you can fully see. When you speak bold declarations, assign angels, command signs and wonders, you are positioning your child on the path of destiny that the enemy tried to divert. This is not hyper-spiritual talk, it's heaven's strategy. Every morning you declare their protection. You are weaving lines of invisible destiny. Every scripture you speak aligns their spirit to purpose. Every moment you take a stand, fear and darkness lose footing. You may not always sense the spiritual battle, but you are in the war, and heaven moves at your voice. Even small prayers whispered in tears, even late-night declarations when you're weary. Those prayers set triages in the realm of the spirit. When you feel isolated in your vigilance, when others dismiss your bold faith, remember this. Faith often looks foolish on the outside, but it stays immovable because it's anchored in eternity. Generation-shaping prayers are never popular, they're prophetic. And there is a company of intercessors across the earth and throughout time who prayed like you, pressed like you, and held territory like you. And look where that prayer has placed your child. Look how they've already been shielded from the most destructive schemes. Walk with the authority that what you bind in prayer binds in heaven, and what you loose in the name of Jesus looses in heaven. If frustration builds, pray more. If weariness arises, fast a little. If fear knocks, bless your child again. If condemnation speaks, read scripture again. Keep going. You are performing spiritual surgery. Darkness may thicken, but your declarations are surgical strikes. Bind fear. Whisper the word, assign angels, march invisible armies, roast wrong assignments at the fire of truth. Every hidden enemy plan, whether born in darkness or masked in deception, you are dismantling it. Watch the signs. Where conversations shift toward peace, God's influence is at work. Where friendships turn holy, He is directing steps. Where provision arrives at the last minute, that's strategic supernatural intervention. Where clarity replaces confusion, that's heaven giving you direction. Where wounds disappear, that's redemption healing yesterday's trauma. These are not coincidences, they are confirmations that prayer works. Continue walking in power. Continue declaring over your child, the Lord will keep you. He will keep all your going out and coming in. You shall be established. Speak repeatedly. Even when it seems like you're repeating yourself, it's faith planting and watering. It's spiritual calibration. The enemy trembles when the same declaration resurfaces consistently. Words build altars. Altars house angels. Angels secure destiny. Make Psalm 91 and 37 your daily anthem. Speak, I trust you, front and center. Then walk through your day expecting manifestation. Expect God to intercept assignments that targeted your child, to unravel confusion ahead of time, to reorder destiny mid-season. Ask heaven to send favor before danger arrives. Align your expectations with God's character as provider, protector, defender, deliverer. When the day ends, review it in prayer. Speak again. No hidden plan succeeded. Every spiritual threat canceled. My child is sealed. Author that final word of triumph over their day. Close atmospheric access again. Thank God they woke up another morning breathing under heaven's protective covenant. Guard your heart as well. Perseverance in warfare prayer can become weighty. Renew your mind daily. Feed on God's word, not on fear-filled news. Walk in laughter, not only in loud declarations. Rest knowing escalation of whispering angels can carry more power than a day full of struggle. Worship while you wait, praise while you're still in battle, but rest in victory. And if doubt still whispers, quote Daniel 10:19, peace be to you, be strong, yea, be strong. Let that peace nourish you, let that strength fill you. You are not fighting in vain, you are not risking too much. You are a parent equipped to shift timelines, you are commissioned to stand firm. You are not alone nor unequipped. Go forward now, heart anchored, voice empowered, spirit activated. Continue to intercede, continue to declare, continue to trust, continue to praise, even beyond what you see. This is your generational altar. This is your divine mandate. This is your authority lifted. This is the victory you're securing. And one final declaration for your child. They shall not be moved forever. Their faith shall stand. The counsel of the wicked against them shall not prosper. Stand in that word with confidence. Walk in your role with power. Continue in prayer with perseverance. God is your defender, and your child's destiny is in God's hands, not the enemy's. You are a warrior. Heaven backs your voice. Now go and walk in that victory. Now to every parent who has stood in the gap, cried in secret, prayed in whispers, and warred through the night, you are not invisible. Heaven has seen you. God has honored your consistency. You may feel weak, exhausted, or overlooked, but let me speak something deep into your soul today. You are God's chosen guardian. You were handpicked to parent your child for such a time as this. The calling on your child's life is great, but so is the anointing on your life to guide them. You may have questioned if you're doing enough. You may have compared yourself to other parents. You may have lost your temper some days or felt guilty about not doing more. But let me remind you, God isn't asking you to be perfect. He's asking you to be present. And every time you showed up, wiped those tears, said that prayer, whispered their name while laying your hand on their back, you moved heaven. You might not realize it, but your prayers are shaping generations. Your child may not fully understand it yet, but your faith is laying a spiritual foundation that will carry them farther than any college degree or life advice ever could. Your midnight declarations, your morning prayers, your whispered in the name of Jesus over their doorposts, those are walls. Walls the enemy cannot break. You are not just a parent. You are a warrior, a prophet, a priest, a defender. You are the one who holds the sword when they sleep. You are the one who wrestles darkness with praise. And guess what? God honors your fight. It doesn't matter what kind of childhood you had. It doesn't matter what's in your past. It doesn't matter if no one did this for you. You are the cycle breaker. You are the chosen one to change the narrative, to cover your child in prayer, to rewrite the family story through the blood of Jesus. And you're doing it. If you feel tired, rest in God's presence. If you feel unqualified, remember that God qualifies the called. If you feel like giving up, remember why you started. You didn't pray this far to quit now. You didn't survive your own storms to let your child face theirs uncovered. You're not too late. You're not too broken. You're not too behind. You are exactly where God wants you to be. On your knees, standing tall in the Spirit, commanding protection over your child. You are doing holy work. You are a bridge. You are a covering. And even when your child pushes back, even when they seem distant, even when they don't understand, your prayers are still working. The enemy fears praying parents, because praying parents don't quit. They don't fold. They don't let go of what God promised, even when it looks like it's slipping. And God never wastes a parent's prayer. He collects them. He weaves them into the destiny of your child. Every plea, every shout, every whisper, it echoes in eternity. So today I speak strength into your spirit. I speak rest into your heart. I speak renewal into your mind. I declare that the fire inside you will not go out. I declare that peace will return to your house, that your finances will align, your health will be restored, and that God will fight for you as you've been fighting for your child. You don't have to carry it alone anymore. Let God carry you too. You're not just raising a child, you're raising a kingdom warrior. And warriors like that, they're raised by parents like you. So stand tall again, wipe those tears, square your shoulders, speak the word, say the name of Jesus, and know this, you are doing better than you think. You are making more impact than you know, and your reward will not be denied. Keep praying, parent, keep fighting, keep loving. Heaven sees you, and your child, they are covered, because you never gave up.